Welcome to another Outside the Box, seeing more than two sides to every issue. Today's topic is gender identity. In a previous Outside the Box, I described a proposed referendum question that labeled all humans as either female or male, based on how gender was assigned at birth, and limited sports activities primarily to ones for designated females or designated males, but not both. I'm not supportive of the referendum because I believe one's gender should be determined primarily by the individual, who they are, and how they present themselves, not by their assigned gender at birth. In other words, by what's in a person's mind and heart, not their genitals. There's a big difference between the term sex and gender. I'm going to focus on gender and gender identity, not sex, because I believe one's gender identity is what is important to humans, not their biological characteristics. More and more people are describing gender as a spectrum or continuum, not an either-or binary of female or male. Even biologically, about 1.7% of the U.S. population is born intersex, that is, having both some female traits and some male, or some neither. And the trend is toward more humans recognizing that they're a mix of female, male, both, or neither, not one or the other. Besides gender, each person also has a sexuality, which is different from gender and their gender identity. Because sexuality is completely separate from gender, I'll avoid confusion by not going down that road. Maybe another time. As we evolve in our thinking from an individual's sex to their gender, we need our society to accept that difference and to change with it. Title IX, which prevents discrimination based on quote-unquote sex in education programs and sports, needs to be updated since its 1972 passage to also protect against gender and gender identity discrimination. Some courts have agreed with that perspective, combining both sex and gender as protected classes. We need to move past the binary of female or male to whatever preferences each person actually has. The current girls' sports referendum question forces transgender people to be identified differently from how they identify themselves, which is clearly discriminatory. Birth certificates also need to change. At the very least, parents should have the option of checking a box other than female or male. It could say to be determined or non-binary as an option, or be a question that would be optional to answer or left off the form entirely. About 15 states, including Maine, do offer options other than female or male, which can be also be changed at a later date, and so can the female or male assignments as well. Some people have been described on the birth certificate differently from their current gender identity. A good starting point is simply to refer to gender instead of sex when discussing someone's gender identity. Of course, we may not know someone's identity, in which case we might just use non-gendered pronouns or just refer to them by their given name. What's your gender identity? I'm Larry Danziger, seeing myself on the gender spectrum.